Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Howdy, what's happening? How are you today? Tiki and Tierney, let's do this. Inside the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently on this great Thursday across the country. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. 3 to 6 Eastern, noon to 3 Pacific across the country. 855-212-4227. Tiki, what's happening, buddy?
All's good, man. I was telling BT a story in the break. I thought I was in good shape. I really did. I work out. I run. I feel good. I went and saw this doctor who handles some pain and medication, things like that, for any athlete that gets a little bit older. She goes, she says to me after 20 minutes of sitting with her, man, it's a good thing you do stay in shape because your body's a wreck. Like, my shoulders are jacked up. My knees. I knew my knee was messed up because I tore my PCL when I was young. She's like, you got an imbalance in your hip and your quads. And I'm like, what? I thought I was in good shape.
Yeah, we're all in balance this age.
So now I have like this tape all on my back. So she kind of fixed me, like adjusted me. And then she said, I got to hold it in place. So I have tape all over my back.
Does it feel weird?
It feels odd, but it's kind of holding me in place.
He's going to walk around with his chest out even more now.
But I got to tell you, you don't realize how bad off you are.
Although I do.
I
do.
Until someone tells you how bad or shows you how.
Yeah.
Because if you told me, yeah, you're not. You know, you got these deficiencies. I said, no, shut up. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
You just try to get me back.
Exactly.
Tap into the insurance.
Exactly. But when she actually showed it and fixed it, man, I kind of feel great right now.
That's awesome. And I might have to go see it too.
I didn't know that I felt bad. That's my point.
Yeah. Well, and doctors will make you think about everything.
The point of the story is, I said, I know I'm bad. Yeah. You need to see my partner.
Use him as a lab rat.
Exactly.
Bring him in here. If you can fix him, you can fix anybody.
His microdiscectomy.
Although I got to tell you, I got the green light. Putt?
Oh, I was
no,
say.
No, not to. And chip up to about 15 yards.
All right. No so, torquing, though.
No. Just, you know,
was torque, not twerk.
Torque.
T-O-R-Q-U-E. BT is not allowed to
twerk. I couldn't twerk if you paid me. Even like when I was 20, I don't think I would have been a good twerker.
It wouldn't have been cool to do
it. Listen, some of our dances weren't that good either. Let's not just make it seem like our generation was greater. We had some, I mean, think about some of the 90s neon colors and parachute pants, MC Hammer.
We worshipped Hammer, exactly.
Yeah, take it easy. We weren't always looking good. And that mural in L.A. is not looking good because it's not even visible at this point.
No, isn't that crazy?
It's really positioned as a small thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it really, I guess in the grand scheme, it is a relatively small thing. The initial painting, the mural of LeBron, then it was defaced for $300. Somebody had a, I guess, proposition on Twitter. Somebody took him up on it and said, pay me. And then the artist decided to just paint over it with white paint to avoid this. And I don't know, maybe it's a rather slow day. Although not really. We got Bernie Williams coming in today, do a little baseball, inbounds, out of bounds. Great conversation about Phil Mickelson ripping our buddy Brandel Chamblee, which we could extend into what do fans want from their from their analysts. So we actually have a lot to get to, but maybe we're reaching when we say that this could be a little foreshadow of the way LeBron's received in L.A., but maybe not.
I got to tell you, we kind of hit this the other day, BT. We just assume he's going to be beloved, right? He's going to become one of the greats of L.A.
Yeah.
And I mean, we don't think he's winning a championship soon.
I said never.
Well, again.
I don't think he's ever going to win one for the Lakers.
I think potentially. But when you
potentially. Well, it could potentially rain tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what
Come on. Well, I don't know what you mean. Is he going to win or is he not?
He's LeBron.
Is he going to win or is he not?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But
there you go.
If it would happen, I wouldn't be surprised because it's LeBron. That's why I say potentially.
No, I got you.
So it's in order for him to join that pantheon of Lakers legends. And by the way, we're taking time out. We're not talking about all the other stuff that he's going to do, like the businesses that he's going to open, the investments that he's going to have, the movie or whatever it is I saw that he's already engaged in.
Like, you got him and Thomas Q. Jones coming to a theater near
you. Exactly. But that all that stuff is going to happen. Great for him. Yep. I'm talking specifically basketball. Like, in order for him to be the icon Laker basketball player, he's got to win a championship.
No question.
And I don't know if that's going to happen. And so in our minds, we're like, LeBron's coming here. He's going to put them over the top. They're going to win a championship, and we're going to love him. I actually think it could go the other way because so many people have that expectation. Even if it's not thought out, it's just emotional. It's a visceral reaction.
Yeah.
Now we're a contender, right? But what happens if he doesn't? What happens if they stink? What happens if they're at or around 500 for the entirety of his 3 or 4 years here in Los Angeles? And I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't sign up for that either.
But what if it does?
Mm-hmm.
And then are we
then it's viewed as a colossal failure.
Agreed. And are we loving LeBron? I don't know.
I don't love the fit as it is now. I'll tell you this, Teague. The Laker fans are going to be as critical, and I don't think it's going to even be close, as critical of LeBron by far compared to any other fan base he's played for. When he was, and there's only a couple, obviously, but when he was first brought to the Cavaliers.
Oh, he was a savior.
Savior, local stud,
yep.
Going to bring it home for us, take care of us. They became incredibly prominent, fell short. He bounced, okay? And then when I'm not talking about the night that they burned his jersey. I mean, during his tenure as a Cavalier 1.0. Then he goes to Miami, and even though they lose to Dallas in the championship the first year, and they win 2 out of 4, because his buddy Dwayne Wade was there to deflect a little bit, who won a championship before that.
Yep.
So the Heat already had the Heat fans had their championship. Plus, I know this is a broad swipe, and it's probably mostly true, but Miami Heat fans come up a little late, leave a little early.
They left. They left the year they won.
Yeah,
when, in game six, right?
When there's not a show going on, they're not that engaged.
Right.
I don't think they're ripping up the phone lines in Miami talking about who we're getting in free agency.
Not at all.
Like they are in maybe Chicago or New York or Boston, whatever. Philly now. I think that, and then when he went back to Cleveland, it was just an open, strong embrace.
Yeah,
the Lakers fan base. You know, it's interesting in the sense that I don't even know if part of it is this quirky, detached, deep-thinking persona.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure that they fully embrace Kareem.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's true. It's hard to think back that far.
But you know what I mean? Now.
Oh, now? I don't think they do.
I think there's two guys. There's Magic and there's Kobe.
Yes.
I think there's even a little shade for Shaq for leaving. There was friction with Shaq and Kobe. I think most people sided with Kobe in L.A. at that point. The fans, he was younger. He played harder.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a smooth ride away for LeBron.
I think Kareem, just to jump back to Kareem, because I think Kareem, they love Kareem, but it's like a an arm's length love of Kareem. Like I think they respect the hell out of
it. It's a reverence.
Yes,
but
a
not
reverence.
A passionate defense.
There's not I want to just hug and embrace that guy.
Well, he's not that kind of guy.
I agree. And my point was, I think a lot of it's because of his personality.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how he is. He's a little bit not standoffish, but just
nice a little standoffish. He's a deep thinker.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
a deep thinker.
And so it's not, you know, like Kobe is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Magic is. And in order to have that love, that adulation, unequivocally, in a place like L.A., you got to win a championship, and you got to be reciprocal with the love that's coming back your way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think LeBron could be the reciprocal, you know, let's share this love. I just don't think he's going to win a championship. And I think that's what they're desperate for. It's been 8 years, BT, since they were in the play. It's nothing, but it's something if you're the Lakers. You know what I mean?
That's true. I mean, that's true.
It's what they want and need. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure it's going to happen. And so this is not a conversation that we should be stemming off of the mural being painted over because it was getting defaced.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is kind of telling in a place like Los Angeles where the emotions are quick and they change with the wind sometimes.
And desperation also generally provides a built-in easing into a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to always just lean on the Knicks because we're in New York, but just say if he signed with the Knicks, who have been moribund for so long, pretty much one decent year in 20 seasons. They've been a joke, right? If LeBron came here, there's no way that thing is defaced.
No.
There's no way.
No.
Because desperation,
you're right.
Wow, we got a chance. The Lakers, they don't want to have a chance. They want to have a chip, and they want to have a parade, and they don't want anything. Like, they don't even almost don't want to deal with the steps that come before that.
You're right.
Like, they just want to get there, like Duke basketball, like Notre Dame football back in the day, like Ohio State football now, and Alabama football now, and the Yankees now, and the Celtics historically. Lakers fans, you know, they're not messing around.
What happens if all the drama that came with Cleveland? And in Cleveland, you could forgive him, right? He's your son. Your son.
Yep.
It's like, all right, I know you're being stupid. LeBron, stop. It's okay. Right? I forgive you.
And it's
funny. Ball.
It's a different dynamic to your point. I think what you're getting at is like, if you have an argument with a parent or a sibling, you know it's going to thaw out.
Always.
Unless it's a dysfunctional home. And sadly, there are some dysfunctional homes. If you have a falling out with a good friend, there's no guarantee that comes full circle quickly.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
And even less than that, what if it's a business acquaintance?
Oh, that's
this is right now. He's not family yet in Los Angeles. He just went there.
Yep.
And so if
he just married in.
Yes.
He just showed up. Yes. He just married into the family.
He's the new son-in-law.
Now you better be good to us, otherwise we're not going to like you because we're already looking at you with one eye like this. This guy going to do for us what? All the other icons did for us. Let's see if he still has it at age 33.
Yeah, agreed.
Let's see if this guy still got it. I don't know. You know, everybody seems that's a home run, LeBron, LA. And you're right, the business stuff, and that's going to line up quite nicely for LeBron.
I'm actually looking forward to the movie, just to see if it's good.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see all his projects. You know, he was pretty good with the comedy with Schumer.
What
was that movie? It was pretty good. He was really good in it.
Oh, Trainwreck.
Yes, he was natural, like Cena. There's certain athletes. John Cena's a pretty natural.
The Rock is the same way.
The Rock is good.
I mean, most people haven't seen Thomas yet, but Thomas is actually a really good actor who we had in yesterday, Thomas Q. Jones.
Yeah, he was telling us about some love scenes during night. I know he mentioned a few
put on a sock.
Yeah, oh, jeez. No ankle socks.
But that's where LeBron's going to, and it's what he wants to do. He's a media maven, and he's only going to grow now that he's in Los Angeles. Last night, who did you say he had dinner? Leonardo DiCaprio and Al Pacino. That's who LeBron's at dinner with in Los Angeles right now. And I think a couple nights before that, wasn't he out with the Kardashians? I think he was out with Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian. So, I mean, he's already entrenched in the scene.
Let's not throw those names in the same sentence as DiCaprio and who'd you say, De Niro?
DiCaprio and De Niro.
De Niro or was it Pacino?
Oh, Pacino. Pacino.
Let's not put the Kardashians anywhere in that stratosphere.
But they are influencers LA.
Yeah, they are. Here's the difference.
Somebody was telling me today that Kylie, which one is dating Ben Simmons? Which one is the model and dating Ben Simmons? Tampa, you should know this. You're up on pop culture. Don't look it up. Pull off the top of your head so you'll be wrong.
He doesn't know.
And people will tell you.
He's reaching for the Google.
Kendall. And she's the model, right? Yeah. Or is Kylie the model? Whichever one it was, they were saying that she's going to be worth $1 billion.
A
billion. And I'm like, what does she do?
What is her trade exactly?
There isn't one.
If you're a billionaire,
one of them's a model.
You generally invent product. You generally do something that changes
the world. One of them is
a
model, but because of their, I don't know, reach.
Yeah, yeah.
I could use that word loosely.
No. I mean, their reach is undeniable. I mean, you can laugh and you can say that they've ruined some NBA players' careers, some of the older sisters. I mean, you can't shake a stick at what they've.
You're right.
How they monetize themselves.
It's all athletes too.
The show's still on TV.
Which one is dating Ben Simmons? Because one of them is dating Ben Simmons right now.
Yeah, he'll be a Laker pretty soon. By the way, I think he will be actually.
Really?
I think I've always thought
can
that.
Can you imagine?
Who is? Yeah, I can imagine LeBron at power forward.
Yeah.
Here's the thing though about LeBron, and this is the critical part.
Lonzo, what are you doing, Lonzo for Ben Simmons right now?
Here we go,
are you creating this right now?
Lonzo for Ben Simmons. Philly?
Of course not.
No way.
But I mean, he wants to come out west. He wants to be.
Just broke.
Uh-oh. It's been a while since you broke one of those.
Should we have Spitzy fix this as his last act before he walks out of the building today? Here's the difference, though. Like, Kobe comes in as a young buck, and, like, the marketing, right, that came as a result of his achievement on the court.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
The difference here where there can be and this isn't like trying to just throw out some contrived sports radio TV debate or something to think about. This, I truly believe this. Because he already has his hand in the arts. He's going to dinner with Pacino and DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Movies and this and that. I don't begrudge him. Do what you got to do. It's awesome.
I agree.
He has that range. It's great.
And again, like we said, he's going to be successful doing that.
But everybody knows it. And now it's not like you're not getting this because of what you did on the court, which we as fans benefited from.
Mm-hmm.
You are getting this because what you did on the court elsewhere. And you better damn right do the same thing here at Staples Center.
That's what I mean.
Otherwise, it could be a little frosty. This is going to be, you know, it's funny too, because as much as, you know, it's the superpowers or the realignment or the overwhelming, you know, dominance of the West right now, versus the East. There's a couple of things that you could probably nitpick about the NBA, but I'm so happy, and no disrespect to the Cavs or the city of Cleveland, a lot of respect for the city, you know that. I've said that many times on the show, and the state of Ohio, but I just didn't want to see that happen again. Like, I want this storyline is going to be so palpable.
Agreed.
Like, if they start 3-5, we're going to be talking about LeBron's Lakers every day during football season.
I know.
It's going to come up for a segment.
You're right. And think
of who they playing tonight, what happened last night.
And then on top of that, think of all the other tangents that are going to come out of this.
Oh, yeah.
Be a ton of them.
Thanks to LeBron. I'm going to have some material, good or bad. All right, 855-212-4227. Tiki and Tierney, should I give you a chance to react to that? Jerry West, who is still as sharp as a tack and still the man.
Shader.
A little bit. Hashtag shader. He threw a little bit. Is he right, though? Let's get into that. Got inbounds, out of bounds coming up this hour as well. We'll do a little baseball later. Bernie Williams, Yankee legend, 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific in studio. Football at the 40s. We got a lot of cool things to get to, including the Brandel Chamblee, Phil Mickelson feud. Did you know that Phil Mickelson was a black belt?
I did not.
I read the whole article because that little excerpt.
Yeah,
a black belt.
I did not know that.
In Taekwondo?
Well, that's like wrestling, right? That's like tossing.
He's a black belt.
I hear you.
I would have never guessed that.
I wouldn't have.
I would have. Of all.
Okay, was this like a child black belt?
No,
he's
earned it within the last couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's on top of it now.
Don't mess with Phil then.
And ascending in line to get multiple tips to that black belt. Wow, Doughboy.
Go ahead, Phil.
You never know.
I am mad at you.
No, I'm not mad at him. Although I don't like what he said about Chamblee. Or at least I don't agree with what he said about Chamblee. All right, we'll get some calls coming up. Tweets as well, at Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Summer is here, and so is the unbearably hot weather. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over that summer. We also spend a lot of time in our cars during those summer months. You know how that heat can just drain the life out of you? Well, imagine what it's doing to your car. Summer heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery, even more so than the harsh winter months. Heat, more than cold, can shorten your battery's life. Rising temperatures can cause battery fluids to evaporate, leading to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. You always want your car at its peak performance. So, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts now and have your battery tested free of charge. That's right, free of charge. And if it needs replacing, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact SuperStart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. To find a store near you, visit O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
All righty, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Quick way to save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. Tiki and Tierney here on a Thursday. I was just asking Tiki during the break if he's strong at poker. And as I've talked about many times on the show, while I don't do it much with kids anymore, to little ones, you know, I love, if I'm gonna hit a casino, I'm going to play blackjack. I'm going to dig in. Going to go in with X amount of money.
Yep.
I'm going to play two hands.
Play it till you lose it or double it.
And I'm going for the moon, man. Yeah, I'm going hard. Poker has always been, and you'll see where I'm going with this. And I say this first of all, I was just invited to a celebrity poker event, and I don't know if I've got the acumen to play.
Yeah, you can.
I don't want to embarrass me. It's for charity, so it's a little less.
I did one in the city. It was similar. It was one of these big warehouse type spaces.
Yes.
It was actually really cool. Got drinks hanging around,
oh, yeah.
People chilling. Some people are playing, some people aren't. It was actually really neat. And you feel intimidated till you sit down and realize that, like, half the people there barely know what they're doing.
Okay. So, still in the year 2018, I mean, everybody plays.
Because people go because of, in the celeb, not, this isn't like a back room.
No. You know, not the games A-Rod used to go to.
Knock on the door.
Uh-oh, who's that? Yeah, who's right? That? Yo, hot chips. Yeah, hot chips, yo.
What's the password? Like, it's not one of those. Like, the celebrity ones?
Yeah.
There's just people there just to see the celebs.
All right, that's cool.
And so they don't know what the heck they're doing, so you'll be all right at that one.
Okay.
Now, if someone invites you, hey, you like to play, you're there, and someone says, oh, you like to play poker?
That's...
I got this game that I do every Thursday.
No, I'm not showing up to that game.
You'll lose your shirt.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm a big fantasy baseball guy, and we've had the same crew for, well over a decade now. We always finish up the draft, which takes probably 6 or 7 hours, with a nice poker game. And by that point, you're already a little buzzed. Mm-hmm. You're already, it's like, ah, it's time to get out of here. I don't really care if I lose. It's only like $50 buying whatever. Yeah. It's an extra hour and a half with my boys.
Yeah. It's a cost of entertainment.
It is. But the problem with poker is, and I've said this, I get antsy. I want action. Mm-hmm. So foolishly, I'll see a 3 and a 6. And if I play like 3 or 4 hands in a row where I don't play, I'm like, all right, I know I shouldn't be playing with this, but let's see if I can just hustle a straight or do, I don't know, I'm going to play. It's foolishly, right? So last night, because I got the invite last night, and I'm going to go and do, it's coming up a couple of weeks here in the city, in New York City.
That's cool.
So I started to do some research. I'm like, all right, you got at least, it's by the way, it's not the sequence. I know what wins, mm-hmm. how, you know, what beats what. That's the easy stuff. And I got a fundamental problem with poker here. Like, when you hear the phrase call, what does that mean? Call means that I'm going to bet.
You're right.
Okay. In my mind, like if I call you, if I call you out on something, I feel like I'm like trumping you. So to me, a call should really be a raise. The verbiage is confusing.
Yeah, but you're still you're still staying in the game,
but you're not necessarily raising. You're matching with the previous. Yeah, you're like, you got the dealer. You got the small blind.
But that's
the game.
But that's the game face. So like when someone says call, it's like how they look at you when they say it. And like what they're like, are they like nervous call or are they like call? You know what I mean?
It's I know.
That matters. And that's when you asked me, do I play poker? I was like, yeah, but I have no skill at disguising my intent.
See, that's not with your face or with your actions.
Whatever. Movements. Like, yeah. You know, like what do you do when you say call? You like shuffling your cards. You like. You nervous?
That part I'm fine with. Yeah. That part I'm chill with. Like if I'm dealt pocket aces, which almost never happens, right? If you dealt pocket aces, I'm trying to learn. Like, the goal at that point is to lure people in rather than saying, "Oh, I'm all in." You want to kind of play the game here, and you want to do it where you want to entice people to just keep betting.
Of course.
Knowing, but I get excited, so I unnecessarily go high. And speaking of pocket aces. Did you see this last night? The World Series of Poker?
I did not see this.
This is insane. Mike, did you see this?
I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
Pocket aces beat 2 sets of pocket kings to advance to the World Series of Poker final.
Wow.
So this guy's sitting there, pocket aces, I'm home free. Then he starts sweating. Pocket kings, pocket kings. Then he got to start flipping.
Wait, 2 sets of pocket?
2, 3 people.
No. Well, once he saw the second set, he was golden.
Oh yeah,
because you can't get a fifth king.
Yeah.
So the only way he could have lost is by a flush or a straight.
Yeah.
And so when the first 3 cards came out, there was a little bit of sweat because there were 2 clubs and he didn't have a club.
What was his face like?
He's sitting there like as soon as he saw the aces and the first pocket kings, he's like, okay, a little nervous, but I got this. It's still like 70-30.
Yeah,
when
he
saw the second set of pocket kings, he's like, I got this. He's standing in the crowd, hanging with his buddy. Hugging him and holding him.
That's cool. Yeah, that in that situation, you don't hold your emotion. You give it fully away. When you know you've won, you give it fully away.
These guys, I'm watching some stuff on YouTube last night. We'll get some calls on LeBron. We'll get to the Jerry West stuff as well in a second. An Axe update, inbounds, out of bounds coming up. A lot of people play poker, so I don't think it's that much of a diversion for the show, I'm sure. You know, no. I mean, it was last night, the World Series of Poker. And, I just wonder, like, can I ever get to a point? And I'd like to. I'd like to get to a point where I can sit there, sip a drink and play intelligently and not feel like, all right, I'm getting restless, I'm getting bored, I got to play, and it's the wrong play, but I know that, but I just want some action. If I could get to that point.
I don't think you will. You move too much.
I don't know. You might be right. I hope not. Cap is in California. Cap is on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Cap, what's happening, buddy? How are you today?
What's up, Tiki and Terry?
How you doing, brother?
That would be Tierney, but okay.
Tierney, think Irish. Think they Irish and you'll never get his name wrong.
His face, man, because he wasn't that type of guy to be all out there like Magic and Kobe. They gave Kareem his face. And for you guys to say that we don't have a chance, it is L.A. That's why they come here, man.
No championships, Cap. You get none.
How are you getting past the Warriors?
65, man.
Cap, how are you getting past the Warriors? Stop, man. Just tell me, how are you getting past the Warriors?
Well, Terry, let me tell you this. Antiki, let me tell you this.
All right, because that was me. That wouldn't be
team. Ain't nobody been to the finals in 5 years since Bill Russell. Something's going to happen, man. I don't know, but something's going to happen, man. Mm-hmm. It's going to be some sand getting that good running off.
Cap, do me a favor, buddy.
Cap, it could be that boogie sand. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Boogie Cousins.
The boogie sand up in Golden State could, you know,
you gonna ruin things a little bit?
Cause some friction.
Cap, do me a favor though, and don't lean on the fact that we're the Lakers. We always find a way to win, like other fan bases, mm-hmm. like the Yankees and other teams. We know there's certain teams that,
even though it's true, don't lean on it.
True. It's a built-in comfortability. Like there's no doubt. Certain fan bases have that luxury. Most don't, and the Lakers are among the few that do. However, like. Pragmatically, I want you to really answer this because you got three or four guys on one-year deals, all right, who aren't young players. Mm-mm. So even if the Lakers have a promising first year with LeBron, and I think they'll probably win 47, 48 games right around there, maybe even 50, do you bring those one-year deal guys back? And if not, now you've got to reset the chemistry in year two, and LeBron's 35. So I want to hear logically how they're going to win championships. Not theoretically. I want tangible stuff.
Man, look, they going to get their man next year. They going to get their man next
there
year.
There you go. Mm. All right. That's what you're going to lean on.
They get their man next year. Do you know this the land of Hugh Hefner?
Oh, jeez. Here we go. All right, Cap. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much.
Thanks for hanging in. Thanks for listening, man.
You know what I've always wondered? Mentioned Kareem at the beginning of the call.
Yeah.
Did Kareem ever go to the parties at the Forum? You think he ever showed up? I can't. Because I know he didn't drink, given his Muslim roots, right?
No.
Not his roots, because he was important. You know, he converted to Muslim. He didn't drink.
He wasn't a party. I doubt it.
Kareem missed out on those parties. Man, Kareem, what were you thinking, buddy?
He just wanted to get in trouble. That's what he was thinking.
Get in trouble with who?
Well, whoever.
His maker. I hear
whoever.
Bigger than a party. But, man, imagine being in L.A. in those years and not going to those parties.
No.
No, me neither. Exactly. 855-212-4227. Tiki and Tierney Show. Inbounds, out of bounds. Coming up after Axe update, let's see what Santa put on the old menu here. Give you a little taste before we get the update. We get T.O., something else on LeBron. Actually, something on the Eastern Conference. Jimmy Butler, All-Star teams. Tiger Phil, I like it. Good stuff. We get that after Axe update, which is right now. Here's Rich. Howdy, Tiki and Tierney back here on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network on a Thursday. Inbounds, out of bounds, coming up in a second here.
BT, I got to correct myself real quick.
What up?
You just said you wouldn't be able to sit still at a poker match.
Mm.
I think I'm wrong.
Why?
Because I've seen you with the whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
You actually chill.
Oh, yeah, I do. I do.
You throw some shades on.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you get a shot in.
That's funny. I got a pair of shades, and I hate them. I hate the color. I just got these. I got the wrong shades.
Oh, the wrong the lens color?
I don't like them. They're terrible.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
It's an odd brown. You get a pair of shades, whiskey, you'd be all right.
So you mean at the poker table?
Yeah.
Ooh, well, I'll definitely have a whiskey. I'm not going to be wearing shades, dude.
Why not?
Ah, come on.
Dude, if you walk in with shades,
yeah, come on.
People will be like,
the guy who's got to get reminded of the rules.
They'll be like, damn, who's that?
Yeah.
Dude, fake it till you make it.
Well, they say that anyway because I'm allegedly a celebrity, and they'll still say, who's that? Who invited this guy here? Is he a celebrity? Did he pay to get in here?
Oh, man.
We'll do inbounds, out of bounds in a minute. But how about this on Jerry West? Want to at least pay this off, what he said about LeBron. And more so, it's more of a dig at the Lakers and less of a shot at LeBron. Clear, he's not taking a shot at LeBron at all.
No.
He says, quote, all due respect to the Lakers who handled everything well, but as these things go, LeBron was not a tough free agent signing. He wanted to come to L.A., wanted to come to the Lakers, period. He's got a family. He's thinking about them. He's got a home here, blah, blah, blah. He's going to be a celebrity out here, et cetera. So basically what he's saying is that, you know, even if the Lakers were without a general manager, really, that's what he's taking a shot, a little bit of a shot at Magic Johnson.
Yeah,
a little bit.
No doubt about it. It was a slight one. And then when you couple that on, even though he didn't mention this, but it's worth noting, when you couple it on, that Magic basically consulted with LeBron about these free agency moves that he'd make. It's like,
every one of them.
All right, what exactly did you do, Magic? You had to pick up the phone, or you or Pelinka had to pick up the phone and have the conversation, but he was coming anyways, right? If you really wanted to produce a coup, get Kawhi Leonard as well. Convince that guy who wants to be the man on the team, the alpha man on the team, to come anyways, even though he's not going to be, at least not for a couple of years. That would be great GMing.
You know, we'll never know, although I surmise the answer would be yes, but we'll never know. If Jerry was in his prime and Jerry's running the Lakers and this was 2018 and LeBron went there, does he find a way to get Kawhi or Paul George?
Yeah.
Paul George winds up. I would think he's a Laker if Jerry West is there.
One of them.
One of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either he'll come up with a brilliant trade or he'll just coerce Paul to leave Oklahoma City and come back home and play for the Lakers. Magic couldn't do it. And that was supposed to be a layup. We were saying that for 2 years.
You're right.
You know?
I mean, Paul George said, I want to play for the Lakers.
Yeah.
So, how hard is it to get him? He's a free agent.
Pretty hard. It didn't happen. All right, Teek, you ready for Inbounds Out of Bounds?
Yes, let's go.
Let's go.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and Out of Bounds now. With Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Inbounds Out of Bounds brought to you by Discover Card. Stressing over college costs, Discover Card student loans offer great rates, zero fees, plus a cash reward for good grades. Visit discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations do apply. Inbounds, Out of Bounds, good menu, nice batch of topics. Here we go, Tiki. Let's dive into it. T.O. Terrell Owens announced last month he's not going to be in attendance for the 2018 NFL Hall of Fame induction ceremony and will instead deliver his acceptance speech at his alma mater, Tennessee Chattanooga, home of Jerry Wilkins as well. In response to Owens being a no-show, the Hall of Fame now announced that they will not mention T.O. throughout the duration of the ceremony and will mail him his jacket. The Hall of Fame is acting petty in response to T.O.'s actions
completely
here.
Completely in bounds, and I know you agree. The Hall of Fame is... It's supposed to be neutral. It's not part of the NFL. It's not representative of the players. It showcases the players, the greats of the game in a museum setting, and it's supposed to be neutral. Right now they're acting like a scorned teenager because T.O. doesn't want to come. They're going to, hey, you don't want to come? Well, you're not going to be part of this. Honor the guy. Mm-hmm. Take the high road, and you come off looking better. Instead, we have these conversations about how petty you look.
Yep.
It's a bad move, Hall of Fame. You should have just taken the easy way, which is the high road, to say, he can do whatever he wants. We're still going to mention it.
Inbounds. You know, I can't even conjure up anything that would be contrary to what Tiki said and position it as halfway believable.
Yeah.
It's such an obvious, a petty move here. I'll tell you what it does do. It really does further illustrate, if there was any doubt as to how much the NFL really just couldn't stand T.O.,
mm-hmm.
and maybe that he was blackballed at the end of his career.
Oh, yeah.
If this were a different player who came up with this unique way of receiving this honor, and he went about it maybe a little differently than T.O., to be fair, but he went to a school or did it at his local town where he was born, whatever it might be, I would almost guarantee that the NFL would find a way to at least mention the mm-hmm. name. This is in direct response to the very, very jagged relationship the NFL as an entity and T.O. as a player had during his career.
Yeah.
They don't like him.
I mean, look, just think if the circumstance was different. What if T.O. was, like, wheelchair-bound or something like that and just couldn't stand the travel or whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't come. Different reason, same situation.
Yep.
Are you not mentioning it?
Of course they are.
Exactly.
You don't have to ask the question. No doubt about it.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, number two. So when LeBron signed with the Lakers back on July 1st, left many to think that the Eastern Conference was now wide open to the Celtics and the Sixers to reach the finals. However, Celtics president of baseball operations Danny Ainge doesn't quite see it that way.
What do I care about the Eastern Conference? I don't really care about that. You know, we're trying to win championships, and, you know, you still have to play LeBron, and I think that there's a lot of good teams in the East that get undersold a little bit. I think Washington and Milwaukee's an up-and-coming team, and Toronto was the best team in the conference last year during the regular season, and the East is going to be tough.
You kind of lost me at Toronto until they actually had a different player. I think we all know that. With all due respect, a lot of wins, but they're not going to win a championship ever with the way they're set up. In or out, the East is better now than it ever has been, at least say over the past decade or so.
Now, BT, here's your only issue. I'm saying inbounds. Here's your issue with the statement you just made.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto was great. Won 59 games last year, 59-23.
Yeah.
The only reason they didn't go any farther was LeBron.
Yeah.
Not the Cavs. LeBron James. He is no longer there. The East is actually in pretty good shape and been there the best it's been in a decade because it's going to be competitive,
mm-hmm.
right? There's no, like, large gaps between – other than Toronto and Boston, who were just ridiculously good last year. There's no large gaps from the top seed to the last seed in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And even those that were just outside of the playoffs, it's not – I mean, anywhere. I mean, after you get probably 10 teams, and if the Knicks ever find a way to take steps, there's 10 teams, maybe 11, that are going to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not playoff or championship viable, but competitive in the East for the next few years. So I think they're in pretty good shape.
Okay. I'm with you as well. I would say inbounds here. Now, just to clarify, though, with Toronto, I said they'll never win a championship and never said they wouldn't get to the NBA Finals, which, by the way, I don't believe that they will, just to be very literal. But, I mean, listen, even if – okay, so let's say they – now that LeBron's gone and Toronto does advance to the NBA Finals, they're going to beat the Warriors? Please, they get swept. The average margin of victory is 15 points a game, so they'd be close. But Danny Ainge's point is on point because, and he mentioned a few of the teams, Bucks are obviously up and coming. Pacers, I think, or I mean, listen, Oladipo, I think this is just a kind of a foreshadow. This was not an anomaly. This kid is going to be a borderline top 12, top 15 player. I think he's good. And I think what really solidifies this for me, here's why I really think that Danny's onto something. The bad teams, like the bad teams, the Hawks, I thought they had a really productive draft. They got Amari Spellman, got Trae Young, got some good players, right? The Knicks have a coach that people will eventually want to play for and player development.
Yep.
And they had a good draft with Knox and somebody, Mitchell Robinson. The Nets, I think, have a very smart GM, Sean Marks, who's part of the Spurs tree. So the teams that are like statistically terrible, the Bulls, I think Markkanen's a very interesting player, kind of like a KP Light. They're not doormats. They're not going to be a 20, you know, like they're competitive.
And worse, and not worse, but better. They're not unwatchable. You know what I mean?
You can frame it that way.
Of these bad teams over the last few years that were just unwatchable.
That's true.
There's not many of them in the East, if any.
Even the Magic with Mo Bamba taking sixth overall. You know, Charlotte doesn't really inspire me to really go and you know, Kemba Walker might get dealt at some point. Pistons have historically underachieved the last couple of years with Van Gundy.
Yep.
In totality, 1 through 16, the gap's closing. Some good competition in the Eastern Conference.
Are you in or are you out?
Okay, this guy used to play in the East. Now, before leading scorer Jimmy Butler was hurt last year, now with Minnesota, of course, they were fourth in the West, but they went just 8-9 in the 17 games he missed, and they dropped all the way to the eighth seed. Now there's reports that say Butler's frustrated with both Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns, and, of course, he was seen liking stories, social media. I always incorporate that. He hit the button. He liked the story about him being traded to the Spurs. Okay. T-Wolves are now working on a max deal for Towns that would pay him upwards of $190 mil over 5 years, in or out. Minnesota should trade Jimmy Butler this year before he opts out in 2019.
I struggled with this one a little bit, BT, and it easily could have been in or out. I decided to go inbounds because I don't think with a young team you want a malcontent and someone who is of his stature disturbing the locker room that's trying to build. But the other side of it is he's upset with these young players because they don't have a fire to win. They need somebody to teach those young kids how to do that, and it could be him. The reason I went inbounds because I don't know if he's willing. They do need to move him before he opts out of the deal. Get some value because there are teams that want and need a Jimmy Butler if they want to get closer to being championship viable.
Imagine Jimmy Butler with the Lakers.
I agree.
That'd be terrific. You kidding me?
I 100% agree.
He's a two-way, not a superstar, but that next tier below Jimmy Butler's pretty damn good.
He'd be a difference maker in L.A.
Yeah. But maybe the problem's Jimmy Butler. I mean, let's kind of flip this equation here. Didn't work out in Chicago.
Not his fault.
Him and Derek. So he absolved him of Chicago. Maybe he was actually Chicago.
Early on, I'll absolve him. Later on, I do not.
Fair. That's fair. Talking about with Derek Rose, you'll absolve him.
Yes.
But with Rondo, you won't.
Exactly.
I totally agree. And now all of a sudden, he's in Minnesota, and now he's got problems with the Young Bucks in Minnesota. Maybe it's a Jimmy Butler thing. Maybe, listen, he's an old head.
Yeah.
He's not flexible in what he believes and how he plays. That's part of his brilliance, although that might be a little bit overstated, but certainly part of his appeal. But you've got to have adaptability to the room. And not every young player is going to be receptive or thrive with a harsh, suffocating presence.
You're right.
He's got to learn how to back off a little bit. Maybe it's Jimmy Butler, but I say inbounds that they should trade him because I think you could probably prey on the Spurs' desperation to resolve the Kawhi Leonard, plus they lost Tony Parker.
Yes.
So there could be that could be a fertile spot for deal. Inbounds on me.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, last night, the final fan vote for the last roster spot on the AL and the NL All-Star teams were announced. The Mariners shortstop, Segura, I like these. He's been good for a while. And Jesus Aguilar from the Brewers first baseman, Masher. They got it. In or out. The fans got it right with both Segura and Aguilar.
I'm going to say out of bounds here, and only because of Max Muncy. He's been unbelievable.
He has been good.
Now, look, he's got 21 home runs. He's nobody knows really where he came from.
His
first baseman out there in the Dodgers. But 21 home runs. He's 27 years old. He's only kind of been dancing around in the league, so he's not ever going to be like a superstar.
No.
But he's had an unbelievable season for the Dodgers, who were struggling early, and he was one of those catalysts that started to pull them back in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he deserves a nod because it may be his only one, but
other than that,
I think they got it. I think they got mostly right.
Yeah, I mean, the Nats have underachieved this year for the most part. Brandon Belt, I've always liked Brandon Belt, back to when I always defended him in San Francisco.
Yep.
But I don't think that I know he doesn't have the numbers that Aguilar has.
Nope.
I'm going to say inbounds here. I mean, you talked about Segura. Let me tackle him for a second. He projects to over 110 runs and 200-plus hits for a very good team with an OPS of almost 850 at shortstop.
Yep.
I love that. Plus, he's got 14 steals. And Aguilar's on pace for 40 bombs and 120 ribbies and an OPS over 1,000 for an equally good team. So I think they got it right. I really do. I'm okay with it.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
Right, now, Pete, we didn't have time for this, but this came up last week. Tiger and Phil talking about a $10 million showdown.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, as a quick aside, is that $10 million out of their pockets or sponsorship?
See, that's what they didn't. It's out of their pocket.
There's no way it's out of their pocket.
Because if it was out of their pocket, this is exactly what I was thinking.
Right.
Because I was like, this is like sanctioned gambling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it would be so personal because they would not want to get, even though they've become good friends lately,
yeah, you're right.
They would not want to hand over 10 mil to the other guy. But the question was, if they played right now, Tiger would beat Phil one-on-one. And I said out of bounds to that. And I said out of bounds to that because Phil has won more recently. Remember he wanted to teach the WGC in Mexico? Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Tiger hasn't won in a while.
I said out of bounds as well, but a match play one-on-one.
Yeah.
Talking trash to each other.
I think it would be great.
I think Tiger might have the edge. I said out of bounds that Phil would win like
you
did. But I kind of think Tiger would find a way to psych him out.
I'd watch it, man.
Oh, no doubt.
A lot of people are dumping on this pasta. I think this would be awesome. Bernie Williams in studio. Next.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.